stood up, went, leaned on my elbows before the window, and I saw it. In broad electric daylight, an enormous black mass, quite motionless, hung suspended in the midst of the waters. I observed it carefully, trying to find out the nature of this gigantic cetacean. Then a sudden thought crossed my mind. "A ship!" I exclaimed. "Yes," the Canadian replied, "a disabled craft that's sinking straight down." Ned Land was not mistaken. We were in the presence of a ship whose severed shrouds still hung from their clasps. Its hull looked in good condition, and it must have gone under only a few hours before. The stumps of three masts, chopped off 2 feet above the deck, indicated a flooding ship that had been forced to sacrifice its masting. But it had heeled sideways, filling completely, and it was listing to the port even yet. A sorry sight, this carcass lost under the waves, but sorrier still was the sight on its deck, where, lashed with ropes to prevent their being washed overboard, some human corpses still lay. I counted 4 of them, 4 men, one still standing at the helm. Then a woman, halfway out of a skylight on the after-deck, holding a child in her arms. This woman was young. Under the brilliant lighting of the Nautilus's rays, I could make out her features, which the water hadn't yet decomposed. With a supreme effort, she had lifted her child above her head, and the poor little creature's arms were still twined around its mother's neck. The postures of the 4 seamen seemed ghastly to me, twisted from convulsive moments, as if making a last effort to break loose from the ropes that bound them to their ship. And the helmsman, standing alone, calmer, his face smooth and serious, his grizzled hair plastered to his brow, his hand clutching the wheel, seemed even yet to be guiding his wrecked three-master through the ocean depths. What a scene! We stood dumbstruck, hearts pounding, before this shipwreck caught in the act, as if it had already been photographed in its final moments, so to speak. And already I could see enormous sharks moving in, eyes ablaze, drawn by the lure of human flesh. Meanwhile, turning, the Nautilus made a circle around the sinking ship, and for an instant I could read the board on its stern. The Florida, Sunderland, England. End of chapter 18.